Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 3, mix number
19.
What's up? Welcome to the Halala Show.
We are back, baby.
Back.
After that very tiring tour.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, man.
57 states across 337 provinces in 2 different countries in 1 island. It was amazing. Thank you.
Amazing.
To everyone who showed up.
Thank you. Thank you to the local government each county.
Direct Johnny for setting everything up everywhere we went.
And Netflix. Thank you for covering the whole journey.
The exclusive show will be out next month as well. So wait out for that. But welcome back. Let your fans to the regular podcast that you know and love. If it's your first time here, well, let us tell you, you're in for surprise.
Yeah. If you were drawn in that live performance, then welcome. We are, we're happy that you're here. My name is Rika.
Yes. And I'm JC. And this is the podcast where you talk about anything and everything under the sun, but with a little bit of structure. First of all, we discuss our own lives in a segment called Where You Been. So you get to find out what happened in the last week between us. And then we have TTs, the trending topics. Today, we have a little bit of pop culture stuff involving the Biebs, Justin Bieber, also Britney Spears, and now husband Sam Asghari. Big news there.
Didn't I tell you about a story about Sam Asghari when they were here?
Yes, with Hazel, right?
With Hazel.
I remember that.
I will retell that story for your enjoyment.
Absolutely.
And my despair.
He's a yummy fella. and then we also found some other things. This one coming from, one is local and one is abroad. So what's the thing that's coming from Spain, where we were last
Spain,
week?
Spain, they're reportedly offering 3 days menstrual leave. So to all my girlies out there who's, moving to Spain or already in Spain living in Spain.
Hola.
Well, that's some good news. We're going to discuss that. And then lastly, we have news on the first center for exorcism here in the Philippines, like officially.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
Center for exorcism.
Yeah. And I actually had some questions because my mom has some knowledge in, the Catholic Church. She did, I think she's part of like the, I forgot what group it is, but they have classes and they have exams and stuff like that. And I asked her and she has some insight. And after that, I found something odd for Adiba.
Oh, yeah.
It's a man who does not drink a form of liquid that we need to survive.
Essential liquid.
Essential.
So, yeah. So that's all coming up. And if you want to skip straight to those, the timestamps are listed in the mix description wherever you're listening to this. Let's begin with where you've been. You want to start, Rika G? Where you been this week?
You can start because I started first. Yeah.
Okay.
It
was a really fairly low key week for me. I ended my last shoot day for Cavite in Cavite. I remember I was talking 2 weeks ago about doing a shoot in Cavite. So I had my shoot in Cavite. Stayed in Escala, Tagaytay. Beautiful place. You need to go there, Rika G. It's a wonderful...
I mean, I've seen it in a lot of like vlogs and Instagram posts. So nice. I know it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we got to stop by a lot of restaurants during the shoot. And it was free food for me. And just eating while pretending to, pretending to look at the view. I mean, I was really looking at the view, but then there were, I wouldn't look at the view for that long.
You were like pretending that you don't want the food, but you actually want to eat. Like, alam mo yung parang tipong like the typical Pinoy na, no, I'm fine, I'm full, I'm full. And then when they ask the second time,
but we got to stop by a few of the landmark tourist destination restaurants there. So Josephine restaurant, which I've never been to. It's my first time there.
Hey,
Josephine.
Have I been there?
Have you been there? The view is fantastic.
Josephine.
Man.
restaurant.
You see, what's the name of the volcano there? The Albatal. Oh my God, the view.
I haven't been to this restaurant.
Oh, the view was
damn. This is a nice restaurant.
It's nice, man. It's nice, and it's rather affordable. You know, it's not.
Is it a buffet style? It looks like a buffet style.
Not what we had. There's like a set, like there's a menu that you can order off of. But right. I think they might have a buffet there. I'm not 100% sure.
It looks like it's an event place for like weddings and stuff.
Yeah, I think they would have. It looks like a place that holds big groups.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure if it's a wedding location, but I mean, I guess they could because there's an area there, the viewing area, I guess you would call it. There's some open space there. Yeah, you could probably set up chairs. You could put a priest there somewhere along the edge and then just, you know, just make sure he doesn't fall off.
Chill in. Just in case you need a priest. I mean, you don't know.
You never know. You need one of those sometimes.
You need to pull it out and stuff. Right.
So Josephine Restaurant, I would highly recommend it on your next trip there. I have to go back because I was there really for business, right? I want to go there for
leisure.
Yeah. Another restaurant that we hit up that day was this place called Charito. Charito.
Ooh, bag of beans.
Bag of beans.
Yes, I've been there.
It's separate pala from Bag of Beans, right? They're like the same company.
Yeah.
But it's not actually Bag of Beans. It's like Bag of Beans Charito. So it's like a subsidiary, I think.
It's like a sister company.
Yeah. And that view is also really good.
And it's a different angle. Good food.
They do. Yeah. Their coffee also is great. Oh, I got fucked up by one of the, cause you know how Cavite is known as like the coffee capital of the Philippines. I got fucked up by Amadeo's coffee.
Why?
I gotta give you, man, that shit makes me palpitate like crazy. It's
why?
Good though. It's good. It's
how
really
much
good.
Do you drink?
No, it's, you know, it's one of those things. They gave me a set of that thing that it comes like, you know better than me. It's like a drip coffee thing. So it's already in this paper thing. You just have to rip open the thing and pour hot water and it drips into your cup. Mm-hmm. Right? Dude, one cup of that makes me feel like I'm flying.
Then that's good coffee.
Dude, I was sweating. I get hungry. That's why I can't drink it anymore because I just overeat because I just, it's crazy. I'll give you some next time I see you.
Yes.
It's really good. They're vanilla. Like there's like a vanilla one. There's a, what's that? That man, Amadeo. Coffee. So if you really like strong coffee, for me, it's one of the strongest coffees that I've had ever. So that might be right up your alley.
Wait, so apparently there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 branches of Bag of Beans or like,
really?
You know.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so there's the main one and then there's an Athena one, Charito, Westlake, and Summit. I did not know about Athena. Where is that?
I don't know. It's the official name is Charito by Bag of Beans.
Yeah.
Athena Bag of Beans. Let's go look that up. That's also in Tagaytay. So yeah, they just own all the beans.
Yeah,
are,
all of the beans. They all own the bags.
All the beans. They're all there. But yeah, that was pretty much the last day of the shoot. Not much had to be done except for just acting shit, you know, just walking around pretending to, you know, do shit and eat food. I rode a electric scooter around. It was pretty fun. And
do you
then,
have like a when you audition for something, do you have like a set? What do you call that? Like acting piece or something?
No.
Like, what if you need to act?
Because normally,
you know,
right?
Some people have the
like a monologue.
Bibili ako ng pansit.
No.
Bibili lang ako ng pansit. You know that piece?
No, I've never heard that.
Because what if you see like a famous producer or a famous director and you need to pull out that talent, man? You need something like that.
You know, there are, because normally a typical VTR / go-see or whatever you want to call it, they just make you do the typical yes acting, right? So you say yes in different phrases. Yeah, happy, sad, whatever. But then sometimes they'll make you do for commercials, like food acting, like consumption shots, like you pretend to eat.
Mm.
But there was one time where it was, I forgot, it was for like a hosting thing on camera and they brought me in And they said, we need you to do a monologue. So I was like, what? So they gave me 10 minutes to prepare. you know what I did? Have you ever seen the movie 22 Jump Street?
Yeah. What did you do?
I did the spoken word one.
Can you imagine ko pala? Like what? Like how? Can you give us a sample?
Slam! Poetry, yelling, waving my arms around, specific point of view on things.
I mean, did you get the job though?
No, I didn't. You're fired. I mean,
good effort, man.
No, because I didn't know what
fire.
I think they wanted me to do like a monologue, but right. I was like, what the fuck? I don't do that. I don't know how to.
I mean, you could have taken like a like Disturbia, like the Rihanna song,
maybe.
Something. Your mind.
Yelling, man! What a
yelling!
Waving.
You should have done the. You should have done the one Joey did. No, Joey did for Friends. You. I'm hot. I'm cold.
yeah, the life of being a on cam talent.
I'm cold.
But there was one time when I had to tear up in front of a thing, and I actually got that job.
What would you have to do? How'd you? Because sometimes I would tear up when I force myself to yawn.
No.
How'd you do it?
This one actually, the one time in my entire life where I channeled in some sort of dramatic, like, who got effect. Because usually that's what you have to do when you're an actor, right? You have to kind of bring back memory. So
true.
There was a gig that I actually landed. It's for Partas, the bus company.
Okay.
They were, their original, they changed the peg after we started shooting, but the original peg was I was a guy that got left by a girl and then I had to go on a bus road trip, right? That was the peg that they pitched.
Oh, on. So ano parang ano yun?
Parang ano, Tadhana, whatever.
Ano nga ba movie?
That thing called Tadhana.
That thing called Tadhana. Right?
It was supposed to be something like that. That was their original peg. So during the audition, they wanted, that's what they said. And then, so I had to think, like, I had to look at the camera and then read a line.
Okay.
But I had to act sad. But I didn't have any experience, like, crying or whatever. But but just before that audition, about a week before that, I got cut from the TV show Pinoy Boy Band Superstar.
So what happened?
So I just thought of that moment when I got cut because I was pretty sad.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wasted all that time and I did nothing, right? So I thought of that moment and then I read the line and I actually teared up a little bit. And I got the job. Believe it or not. And then because the guy who got me, the one who his name is RB, right? I still remember. During the shoot, he said, you know, we were choosing between you and this other guy. I forgot who the other guy was. But you had the more convincing, sad look. That's what he told me. And that's why I got the job. So there we go. That's my story.
That's great, man.
That's my story where acting actually got me a gig.
That's inspirational.
I know. Like
put it in the bag,
I'd like
man.
To thank my my father and mother for this. Anyway, what else? After the Cavite thing or the Tagaytay Cavite trip, nothing much. Just stayed at home. Watched Jurassic World Dominion. Would not recommend.
Okay.
Would not recommend. Not. I mean, I would save my money, TBH. Even though it brings back the original like cast from the first movie, well, the first trilogy, essentially. It just was not. It's not very good, man. It peaked. Like in the Jurassic World series, like the third,
I like
the second trilogy,
second
right?
One. Yeah,
really, I hated the second one. I like the first like the one. The first of the Jurassic World ones was my favorite of the three. You like the second one? That's the most recent one before this one.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like the second
where
one.
The volcano explodes and all the dinosaurs die.
I mean, of course, the first one is top tier.
The first ever Jurassic World. Yeah. I mean, Jurassic Park.
The one with Chris. One of the Chris's.
Oh, Chris Pratt. Oh, yeah. The first one. Yeah. That's the one that's out of the three Jurassic, because it's Jurassic Park, right? 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And then it's Jurassic World 1, 2, 3. So Jurassic World 1 is the first one with Chris Pratt. And that one, I think, is the best one still out of the three Jurassic Worlds.
I like the first one and the second one. I kind of enjoyed it.
Mm. If the third
one, I feel like the third one is a
Third one is all right. Like, I feel like there wasn't like enough focus on it felt rushed because they needed to conclude the series. And I feel like they went down a route in the second movie. At the end of the second movie, I mean, it's not really a spoiler anymore because it's been out for a while. But they find a girl, right, who was cloned. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I feel like that storyline, you need more than three, and you need more than another movie to kind of close that out, I think. But they needed to close it in this last one. So I think that's what one of the main issues with it as well.
But can you imagine having a theme park with real dinosaurs?
That's what I'm saying. Like that, I love dinosaurs. And I think I wouldn't go. I'd be too scared.
Just, you need like top of the line security safety shit. Dude, like you need to be like miles away from the actual dinosaur. Yeah.
Especially the flying ones and the swimming ones. Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Right. The big one, like the big swimming shark thing. Remember in the first Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Where they're my watching it like it's SeaWorld.
Yeah, my issue was it was so near the ocean. What if it goes into the ocean and it'll just go anywhere in the world?
It'll be eating boats and shit.
Yeah. That's the reason why we can't live with dinosaurs, because we'll just die. We'll just be extinct.
Exactly. Yeah. And they kind of touch on that in this recent movie, because if you remember at the end of the second Jurassic World, the dinosaurs kind of make their way and incorporate themselves into society. In a sense. So they kind of touch on that, which I feel like that's what should have been the focus of the movie, but they didn't really
in the first place.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah.
I actually like how they tackled with Blue, the one with Blue, like you can't really control them. Mm-hmm. You need to be one with them because they're still animals. And even if you're like, quote unquote, the owner, they can still eat you if they want
wild animals. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I enjoyed about the first Jurassic World. And I thought that if they went down that direction where it's the kind of the relationship between, dinosaurs and humans, and if they could ever coexist, that would have been way better. But they wanted to go down the whole genetic, like super evil human trying to take over the industry with dinosaur DNA. I hate that shit.
Yung parang meron na talagang mga parang evil genius.
I know, like there's always got to be. Why does there always have to be an evil genius behind everything? It's dumb.
That's how the world works. Yeah, that's how they fuck up the world.
That's true. Very true. So yeah, other than Jurassic, nothing really. I'm trying to think if I watch anything that I would highly recommend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I rewatched Top Gun. That's how good it was. I rewatched it last week with Baeng.
Damn. I kind of regret not going to because I was invited to a movie premiere. Mm-hmm. And I kind of regret not going. Well, I had something else to do. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, you know what? That's really not the genre of, I watch. But everybody's been telling me it's so good. Best.
And
it's
I don't think good. You have to be into the, you don't even have to watch the first one.
I regret not going. But, so yeah, I will watch it soon. Cool.
And then this Wednesday, I'm probably going to watch Buzz Lightyear or Lightyear when it comes out. I can't wait to watch that. And yeah, that's pretty much my week, man. Not too eventful. Finn, how about you, friend?
Well, it's been a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because we
we had
dropped the episode.
Mm-hmm. We had the live tour.
That was really in a one-seat arena. That was just tiring, man.
It was.
But what else? Well, I've just been processing some documents that I need for going back to school, man.
Right.
I am planning to go back to school for master's, and I'm going to divulge information soon.
Yeah.
When I have everything locked and loaded, because I don't want to jinx anything. But some good news. I did pass my IELTS exam. Remember, I was telling you about my IELTS exam, and I didn't really expect like a high grade, but I did pass the requirements that I was supposed to.
Does it give you a number grade or like
yes.
a... So what did you get?
So overall, I got an 8.
Out of 10?
Out of 9. out of 9. I know, right?
Damn, but shut up.
I know. I was not expecting it. But my lowest score was, I was expecting it. My lowest was a 6.5 with writing. Remember, there's a writing part because it's just like you need to have like a whole thought in it. And anyway, I'm still glad that I passed. And it was actually a crazy week because I was, of course, managing the shop, but at the same time processing all of the documents. I went on for a medical exam, which I, for my TB test, because you need to have like a chest x-ray and shit. I waited for fucking 5 hours, man.
For a TB test?
For a test, man.
What?
And all you have to do is like inhale, exhale. And then for the rest of the time, it was just all waiting. And I was just thinking, should I just go back? Am I wasting my time? But then, you know, they told me to just wait up for it. So I was there at around 2. I was there at 1:30, actually, because I didn't want to be late for my schedule. But there's a lot of waiting. But here's the thing. It was actually, they have like really nice staff at the clinic. Like they were joking around or they were like talking to you like directly, and they were clear about all the instructions and they're very helpful. It's at the IOM Manila Health Center in De La Costa in Makati. Mm. I think people who are also getting like Canadian visa also go there because I hear that, you know, oh, I'm going to Canada, I'm going to UK. So para siyang halo. So they're very accommodating. It's just that I think you just kind of have to go through the process. And honestly, I think the reason why I survived the 4 or 5 hour wait was because the staff was just really calm and nobody was like you don't see them kind of just like hanging around. They're all doing something.
Right.
So you kind of see why it's taking a long time. You know how there are some there are offices that just pisses you off because it's such a long wait, but you see people just sitting around.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Right?
It happens a lot at banks.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, but I just feel like lots of things are not done efficiently.
Yeah. So with this one, I think the reason why I survived it, but I was a little antsy at the end, but still the whole time I saw people like, you know, like they're actually, if you ask a question, they will help you out. Like they have your papers, they have your photo, your folder and stuff like that. So honestly, I could commend that, like the staff in that clinic, honestly. Nice. And they were very friendly too. And
you get hungry waiting?
I had a snack, but it was discouraged, you know, eating. So I ate in the comfort room. But like, not the comfort room, but like the changing station where you change for the x-ray, because you need to take off your clothes.
You need to
change into a gown.
Okay.
But because, you know, they discourage eating and putting down your mask because it's still a clinic.
Yeah,
I put it down there. I ate my snack there just to be safe. They have like, but anyway, yeah, I mean, it was such a long wait, but worth it because I got the certificate right after. And then the next day I got the results for my IELTS exam, which was also such a hectic day because when I was trying to get the results, because apparently you need to be there in person, but I couldn't because I had work and I had a meeting online? At the same. No, well, they're going to text you the unofficial result, quote unquote, but that was actually like the actual result anyway.
I see.
But you need the document, like the actual doc. Like,
oh, they don't mail it to you or anything.
No, and they're only going to print one. And if you need another copy, like you need to go through a whole process.
Buy it now.
Yeah, because it's like an official thing. So, and they're very strict with, you know, your identity. You can't, you know,
so you couldn't get someone to pick it up for you.
Yes. Mm. So I had to like talk to the officer in charge and tell them that I have work and I really can't pick it up, but I need it. So they did allow me to book like a third party courier, but it's like this very much discouraged. It's just that I was thinking I can't get it really.
Right.
I had a meeting at the same time. So I was booking the Lala Move. at the same time talking to the officer in charge, emailing them like a letter. But at the same time, I had a meeting with Red Bull, like the marketing team of Red Bull, because we have an event with them. And I had to be like super accommodating. But at the same time, my head was just like about to explode. Honestly, can I just say that I think I thrive in that kind, like in that kind of situation where a lot of things are happening at once because I can focus at one thing at a time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
good,
need...
You'd be a good, what do you call that? Stage manager.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know why I didn't feel stressed right after. Like, I felt, what did I feel?
Electric.
It felt like I was alive, man. I was alive. Like,
shoot that into my veins, man.
I don't know what it is. I was thinking it's like high functioning anxiety or something.
Okay. I mean, multitasking.
It's like, I don't know if you guys get me. I don't, you know, if, you know, some of the Leche fans can relate to me, please tell me what it is. What is this feeling that I get whenever I'm just so busy, but I get everything done?
Damn.
Yeah, it's just, it's so weird. But I am thankful that all of those are done because as of Friday, I was in vacation mode. Nice. Actually, after Friday, I went on a bike ride. We just ate at Tetsuo again, which was, I mean, I can, Tetsuo, it's in Makati. It's like near Rockwell. I can't recommend it enough, dude. You gotta try it there. It is so so good. But at the same time, it was a Friday night, so there were a lot of college peeps, you know, trying to pregame. And I get it because, you know, it's a Friday, but I recommend you go there like for lunch and stuff because it's a small place. It's actually below Boogie. If you know Boogie, it's a like it's a bar.
Tetsuo Publishing.
Yeah. So yeah. And then after that, after Tetsuo, we ate at Good Shit. You know what? Good Shit, I think it's actually Good Shot. But I don't know if I mean, it's Good Shit or Good Shot. Yeah. Anyway, kasi naka asterisk yung ano eh, yung vowel. But it's also in Poblacion. I tried out their
could be
past tense, yeah. Right? You know.
Yeah, because after you eat there, you take a good chat.
Right. Oh, speaking of having a good chat, they have a really nice bathroom by the way. And you pass through like their kitchen and you can smell the croissant goodness because they have like a full functioning baking station there where they bake their croissants and stuff.
Okay.
Damn. I recommend getting their pastries.
This is a good shot.
After that, we went home. I felt like I was really tired that night, like after the bike ride, to the point where we actually had to like walk with our bikes going up our street because I was just feeling so weak. And then this weekend, actually, I went on a small vacation with friends and Ryan. We went to Punta Verde in Batangas. It was a 4-hour drive. It's kind of deep Batangas. Officially, it's in Lobo, Batangas.
Okay.
And I recommend that resort. It's so relaxing. They have 2 infinity pools. They have a hidden cove, a beach. They have a bunch of like activities to do. But warning, just fair warning, they don't have signal. They don't have a lot of signal. They have one spot where you can get like 3G, maybe edge.
Edge network. Oh shit!
Maybe you can get like.
I haven't seen that since 2005. Edge.
Maybe you can. Hey, look. Okay, when I was a little bit anxious about 1C that Sunday, I did get a couple of messages in on Telegram, and that
on the Edge network.
Edge saved my life, man. So there's just a couple of spots where you can get probably Edge.
Reminds
maybe
me
a
of
little bit of 3G.
Blackberry right? Days.
BBM. BBM-y, yeah. Man. No, but the food is great. They have, you know, like dinner there, free breakfast. And we actually ate at a small Lomi house just near the resort. It's called Tita Rose. Or Ate Rose. No, it's Tita Rose. So going to the resort, you can actually see like the corner of the road going up to the resort. There's a Lomi house. And you know, Batangas is known for their Lomi.
Lomi.
And we didn't just eat their lomi. We ate chami. And I did not know that chami is so good. Chami is like okay, when we were there, there was this one customer who helped us decide whether to get lomi or chami. And we did get both. And he described it as kind of like a yakisoba type of noodle with, yeah, it's like a dark sauce.
Wow.
A little bit sweet, a little bit spicy. Damn. If you're in Batangas, please get like authentic lomi and chami at the same time. It is so good. We spent 120 pesos for both, for one lomi and one chami. And it was good for four people already. Damn,
Tita Rose is at the edge of the, like, it's by the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Because you have to go through, going to Punta Verde, actually, you have to go through like a mini trail. So, you know, small cars aren't really encouraged to go there. But we did see some sedans in the, you know, the parking area. I guess it's possible. But if you want to take care of your car, then maybe like get a 4x4 Punta or something. Punta Verde,
huh?
Yeah, dude.
There's and they have like a beach resort nearby.
Yes. It's Lily like a bunch beach of resorts. Resort. It's a bunch of resorts. And then... Beautiful. So shout out to Ella and Earl. It was actually their vacation, but they wanted to take some friends with them. So we were the only ones available, and we paid for like an extra bed. It was really nice. You know, no signal, and our cottage was like right at the edge of a cliff. So there were only bats and birds and bees and insects.
Oh, my favorite bees.
Nature. Yeah. And nature, man.
Yeah.
Nature. So it was really nice.
Looking at the pictures of this place, beautiful place.
It's so beautiful. And
so no Wi-Fi either, just for the working warriors, weekend warriors there too?
No Wi-Fi. So yeah, dude. I mean, it was a really nice experience. I like it. I like it when there's really no signal, because I tend to forget about work. I forget about, you know, like Manila life. It was 4 hours. Even the drive was really interesting. You know, you're going to go through a trail. So, you know, it's not boring, just like flats. The drive going there was actually for me, though. It was a little bit longer than going back. Because maybe like going back, you're going
down. Like a 3-hour drive, right? Almost four.
Yeah, almost four. But, going back to Manila, actually, we ate at this nice restaurant in Ibaan already. It's already in Ibaan, Batangas. The place is called Cafe Mina, and it's near the exit, actually, of Star Tollway. But Cafe Mina, we ate like sisig and bagnet. I had lomi. They had bagnet, sisig, and tapa. It was also good. And the restaurant is nice. They have really good coffee, too. Mm. They serve it with otap. And
I love otap.
I know. They have pasalubong there. So it's a really nice rest stop and a good lunch place, I guess, if you're like on your way to the resort or going back from the resort. I recommend that restaurant too. So they also have like a car wash, I think.
It's like a car wash diner.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh, also, I rewatched a couple of stuff on Netflix.
Like what?
I rewatched 13 Hours, you know, the one with Benghazi.
Ah, yeah, see John Krasinski. Yeah, no.
John Krasinski, which is like, damn. I mean, like, wala lang, parang isa lang. Oh, I rewatched Pitch Perfect 2 also.
Okay.
And that's it, actually. 13 Hours in Pitch Perfect 2. I actually like 13 Hours. It's in the same, like, I feel the same way when I watch. Yeah, it's a fun movie. I feel the same way when I watch Lone Survivor. It's kind of like the same, you know what I mean?
Same vibes.
Like the same feels.
Back against same the vibes. Wall, kind of. One versus many.
It's like you don't know. Yeah, and you don't know if they're going to survive.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. With Lone Survivor, you know that somebody survives. One person.
Yeah, lone lang. But do you know who it is?
You don't know, man.
You don't know.
And there's
the
a bunch
star
of.
Star is Mark Wahlberg, but you don't know if he's the lone survivor. But that, you know, Lone Survivor was really. I was like, damn, these guys do not die, huh? I mean, like they really showed how incredibly the perseverance and the.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys are built like tanks. It's unbelievable how many bullets they take. Yeah. Before they still
keep going.
They still keep going. It's crazy.
And You know what, actually, that one scene in Lone Survivor, I think that's like the best depiction of pain, like surviving pain that I've seen in movies. Because remember, he was like, he has like something in his leg. And when he took it out, like the like how he conveyed pain through his acting was so good. He passed out. Because I feel like whenever in movies, whenever people take out like, I don't know, like a piece of metal, like a shrapnel, whatever. It's like nothing. But I feel like that's not the best depiction of taking out something from your body.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi feeling ko mahihimatay din ako if I take out like a piece of metal from my leg. Damn. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah. Anyway, I rewatched that.
Good movie, Lone Survivor. But 13 hours. It's on Netflix, right?
It is on Netflix. And it's also from... What do you call it? From a true story. Oh, and yes, Michael Bay. There were a lot of, you know, explosions. And you know me, I like Michael Bay movies.
Hell yeah. Same.
But was that it? I think Finn.
Yeah, Finn. All right. Shall we wapow?
Yes.
Wapow. Let's talk about some showbiz news. Let's start with Mr. Bieber. Justin Bieber made the rounds online because he had to cancel some of his shows because of a rare disease that he contracted, a virus that causes full paralysis on some parts of his face. So the name of the virus is Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which is apparently a really rare thing. I found another article. I can't find it anymore. It's like one in like however many thousand people get it. And if he posted a video of himself addressing the issue and why he had to cancel his shows. And if you look at it, you can see that he doesn't really have full control of his right side, if I'm looking at it, because when you watch the video, it's on the left, but so it must be his right side of his face, and his eye is like doing like crazy like movements by itself. It's, and he says that he's doing facial exercises for it and whatnot, but as for now, they have to cancel some of the tour because he can't move his mouth either.
I mean, because it's just also, it's just really so unfortunate because now's the time that he can actually tour, you know,
there's a show here,
countries,
right?
Yeah. Countries are opening up and then this happens, but obviously everyone's just praying for his recovery and it's real. So damn, that's such a struggle.
Yeah. I was looking into the actual disease. So if they get it treated early though, the Ramsay-Hunt disease, it's still treatable, but I mean, like, if we're talking worst case scenario, it could cause permanent damage. But I think it's because they probably, I mean, it's Justin Bieber, right? He's rich. So he probably got it done early and has all the best treatment and whatever. And in the video, Justin says himself, "We don't know how much time it's going to be, but it's going to be okay. I have hope and I trust God. I trust it for all a reason. I'm not sure what that is right now. But in the meantime, I'm going to rest." So we'll have to wait and see. I don't know how long it might take, but hopefully he can get back on schedule and get healthy and, you know, do what he does best, which is perform.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine and I were talking about like Justin Bieber in general, how his life must be so crazy. Because at 25, was he 25, 24?
When what?
At 20 plus, he's probably a trillionaire, billionaire. And then he's also married and he has everything. He's probably experienced, I don't know, all the drugs in the world.
Probably
all the type of alcohol at 20 something. And you're not even 30. And like everything is at your, you know, at the palm of your hand. I mean, that must be so crazy.
Yeah. Just, I mean, just even growing up as a child star in a sense, right? When he came out with Baby, he must have been, what, 14, 15, maybe? When that album came out. So just from that point forward.
Like, probably nothing shocks him anymore.
Probably not.
Nothing probably excites him or something. Like, but I don't know. This is just like a general thought about not just Justin Bieber, like pop stars in general.
No, just rich people in general.
Rich people.
I think that's what it is. Rich people do the weirdest shit because they don't know what to do anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's just crazy. It's crazy to think about. Like, there are people who live in estates where they don't have to take a job. Mm-hmm. They don't have to look at the menu price.
Yeah.
They can't go to a normal grocery store because everything is in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a bunch of people.
What's the weirdest thing you would do if you had all the money in the world? I would do some weird shit.
Probably.
I don't think I would even say it on here on the podcast. I just feel like
don't try to publicize it, man.
I'm just, you know, like I've always, yeah. I don't know, man. Like I would try to like make, I don't want to say it.
I mean, that's the reason why, you know, wealthy people, it's just that, you know, a lot of dangerous stuff come from money.
Yeah.
Right.
Like people who own, remember the ostrich that was here in QC?
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
guy's probably rich, or girl, whoever owns the ostrich, mm-hmm. you know, they probably own more, which is not yeah. good. But dude,
but I don't want to live a life where you're not excited about anything anymore.
Yeah.
That will just true. Be. Yeah.
You just have to find other things, other hobbies, regular, normal people hobbies.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, shall we wapow from that?
Wapow.
And now moving on to more showbiz news. We have Britney Spears and Sam Asghari got married. Finally, they made it official and they got married.
Yay.
At their home, if I'm not mistaken. Their
finally, home. Is this the result of, you know, like breaking free from
yes.
the...
From the, from what do you call that? We talked about it here.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, that thing.
The thing.
The legal thing.
She was in. Yeah, exactly.
Damn, we are so good with information, man. Conservatorship. Conservatorship. There it is. My brain is the best.
But a little backstory behind their relationship. They met in 2016 mm-hmm, on the set mm-hmm. of the music video Slumber Party. And then they mm-hmm. got engaged in September of 2021. And then they finally were able to make it happen. A lot of damn. People, a lot of famous people were there. Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
Were there. Who else?
Was I
there?
Like.
Madonna. Drew Barrymore. Paris Hilton mm-hmm. were the ones that I saw in the pictures. But according to this article, Will I Am was there. Ansel mm-hmm. Elgort also.
No way. Really? What kind of conversations do they have?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know, like the amount of security that they have also.
What do you think, like Drew Barrymore, if you know, what do you think they talk
Drew
about?
Barrymore and Will I Am.
Will I Am, right? Exactly.
What would they talk about?
Because they can't collaborate, right? Because, I mean, you know.
Maybe. Though,
I mean, you could. Yeah. Drew Barrymore sang in music and lyrics.
See?
Will I Am has probably been in a movie as well. Like, it's like, oh, he has been in a movie. He's in the X-Men, the Wolverine movie.
Was he?
Yeah. He plays one
as
of
what?
He plays one of like the guys who
see
works with Deadpool and
or Drew Barrymore has a TV show, like a talk show.
Yeah. Oh, she does.
Right?
Yeah, so Will, come join my talk show. Right? Talk about Fergie, why she left.
I want to know about the Black Eyed BEP, man.
Yeah. Black Eyed Peas are nothing without Fergie,
yeah,
in my opinion. But yeah, it just makes you wonder what they what they think
right?
of what
like
they
Paris Hilton. Like, I want to
Donatella Versace was there.
See,
like
I just
want to
be a caterer there. I just want to be in the room. I want to see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of caterers, like, have you ever seen the show Party Down?
No.
Yeah, Party Down. It's a show about these guys in LA, guys and girls in LA who work as mm-hmm. caterers, but they're like aspiring actors and they like cater to different kinds of parties. Pretty funny show. Might be up your alley.
It's like a show?
TV show. Yeah, it's a sitcom.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. But yeah, they got married and they didn't have a first dance according to this, but Selena Gomez, Madonna, and the bride danced together to Toxic.
Aww.
Followed by Paris and Britney singing Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
I mean, pop star to pop star, man.
That song is a banger.
It is.
People give.
I don't do many. Let's leave it to Paris. Okay. Yeah. It's
she also wore a Versace wedding dress. The singer wore the Italian brand for a wedding. Bam. It's a nice dress. You should see the pictures. If you haven't seen the pictures, they look really happy together. Imagine having a wedding and your house is big enough. To have a wedding.
Uh-huh. And it's like, it's probably like, there are some celebrities probably who were choppered in, you know what I mean?
Like, and the priest probably had a waiting area instead of just on the edge, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, you know. At least you have a good spot for it.
I wonder if there's like a celebrity, what do you call that? Celebrity priest.
Like, oh, yeah, who, probably,
you know, like a trusted Hollywood like celebrity priest.
Like Joel Osteen.
I don't know.
Isn't he? You know, Joel, do you know Joel Osteen? He has like a,
no,
he's like, he's a pastor and he's no, he's had like a TV channel. Like, I don't know what religion he is. Hmm. It must be like one of those. Here we go. Non-denominational Christianity. He's okay. So rich. Like he must make Joel Osteen. You might have seen him. Let me see how much.
But what does he do?
He just preaches. He has a he has his own church. Like his own church. He makes $43 million a year in collections.
Damn. That's crazy.
Damn, man. Anyway, shall we whoop pal from this? Congratulations.
Whoop pal.
Okay, let's talk about the thing that you found in Spain. I don't have that
poll. Yes. So they're proposing a 3-day menstrual leave every month for women. Yeah. And they're set to pass the law. Wow. Okay.
Nice.
So these are for workers who experience severe period pain. It's part of the proposal around reproductive health because, you know, it's especially here in the Philippines, you know, it's such a controversial topic about reproductive health. And I think one of the biggest misunderstanding probably, or something that's misunderstood about reproductive health, especially here, it's not just about, you know, sex and the act of sex. It's also, you know, what a woman goes through every month, like the menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just and the natural
hormones.
Thing.
Yeah, the hormones involved in it and just, you know, education in general around it. I feel like it would contribute to knowledge about reproductive health, which is really nice. But this is happening in Spain.
Yeah.
So it's enabling girls aged 16 to 17 to have, oh, sorry. There are other proposed measures actually within the law that they're trying to pass. Mm-hmm. So, other proposed measures include enabling girls 16 and 17 to have an abortion without having to get permission from their parents, which I don't know the status of that. But it is part of it. Mm-hmm. And then it's also proposing that educational institution must provide feminine hygiene products when necessary, which is
nice.
Which just makes sense because you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's you being used for days at a time every single month when you're in your cycle, right? And even and not just with, you know, the public, it's also proposed to people in prison or in what do you call this, those people who can't afford it, those products. So this is like so progressive, honestly.
And apparently, reading the articles on this, that there's only South Korea and Indonesia have implemented this kind of thing, menstrual leave. So it's not really widely adopted. So in a sense, you know, by Spain doing this alongside South Korea and Indonesia, it kind of opens up the future for more countries to also be more progressive, et cetera, et cetera.
Also, I think one of the reasons why it's also such an important move, or that this move was made possible, is because we have women in government, women in positions of power, right? Because without having that experience, how are you supposed to put that on the front, you know, for people to talk about, right? If you don't experience that, if we only have, let's say, men
men speaking for women's bodies. Usually that's the issue, right?
Diba? I mean, obviously it is possible to have that conversation. Let's say if there are men involved, but I feel like having a woman involved in it or somebody experiencing menstruation, that just gives them like a different perspective. It will give you a different perspective. And I feel like, especially here in the Philippines, having that conversation alone, like menstruation, it is a natural thing. It is not kadire. It is not, you know, like bastos. It is a natural thing that women go through every month. And not just, you know, regular menstruation, but there's like a bunch, like there's PCOS, there's what do you call that? Like endometrium, what do you call that? And oh my gosh, I totally PCOS, forgot.
That's the same as PCOS, right?
Yes. Okay. What's that again? And endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
Yes. And it's like, it's not widely talked about. And I'm actually glad that I remember before when I went for a, what do you call this? Like an EPE, like a physical exam.
Right.
I talked to my OB and she was so open about, you know, like my reproductive system. Like,
yes.
Just casually ask me, are you sexually active? Mm-hmm. What do you take? You know, even if you're not sexually active or you are, or if you only have one sexual partner, you know, you might want to consider the HPV mm-hmm. vaccine. And, you know, all those information that I feel like if it's
isn't talked about enough.
Yeah. And if it's talked about in a normal way, mm-hmm. not in like a negative way, I feel like it'll just contribute to us as a society. Yeah. Right?
You know, but have you seen a shift in it in terms of our peers though? I feel like.
Yes.
I'm not a woman, right? So, but mm-hmm. I've heard women our age kind of talking about it amongst themselves.
Yes.
Like it's
yes, peers.
Yeah. Peers. So maybe that's the general shift. Mm-hmm. Towards that as well.
And here's the thing. I feel like the conversation isn't just for women or for people who experience, you know, menstruation. It's just, it's for everybody.
Yeah. True that.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah. So this is such a nice move. And hopefully, you know, this kind of conversation would also arise here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So yeah, nice one.
Hopefully it happens here. Any more thoughts on this?
That's it.
Wapow. All right. The last CT we have is about the the Center for Exorcism.
Yes.
To be built in Makati. Manila Archdiocese is set to build one in Makati. So according to this article from businessmirror.com.ph, construction has started for a religious structure that will serve as a center for exorcism in the Archdiocese mm-hmm. of Manila. It will be known as the St. Michael Center for Spiritual Liberation and Exorcism, and to rise in Guadalupe Viejo, a neighborhood in Makati. So they broke ground already mm-hmm. last month, May 17. And this center, according to, who is this? Who said this? For Father Francisco Sequia, mm-hmm. who is the director of the Archdiocese of Manila Office on Exorcism, that it will minister to those in bondage to the devil, who are therefore the poorest of the poor and are usually overlooked. Wow.
I actually did not know before. Well, I only found out about it maybe like in college, probably, mm-hmm. that it was like recognized by the church. Like there's an actual
exorcism
actual like
office?
Process of exorcism. Like I thought it was just in the movies.
Yeah, like in the, honestly. What's the one with Anthony Hopkins? You know what I'm talking about? The priest? Is it called the priest? Anthony Hopkins exorcism movie. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Is it Anthony Hopkins? It's called The Rite, R-I-T-E.
Okay.
Wasn't very good, but like that's how I imagine exorcism. Like they brought a priest who trained another priest about exorcisms. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Like I did not know that it was a thing.
Like in real life?
Like in real life.
Oh, like there's a governing body, you mean?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was recognized by the Catholic Church.
Ah, you thought it was just like freelance priests?
Yeah, I thought it was just like it was a made up thing, honestly. Can you imagine
like a website like freelance?
Because honestly, I don't know when you will ever use the word exorcism aside from that, what we see in movies. Like I thought it was a made up word for like it was a made up thing.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, right? There's like a you know Upwork.com need priest for exorcism,
right?
On 10-year-old girl or something,
you know. But apparently, it is.
It is. I mean, I've seen because you told. Okay, so you have a personal story, right? You're sharing something about your mom.
No, not that personal. But I was asking. I just asked my mom about it, and I asked my mom like, what constitutes an exorcism? Like, is there like a level? Like, you know, when you have bad thoughts, is that you know, that,
or do you have to be like fully like
possessed? Yeah,
talking, apparently, like in the movies.
Apparently, it's like a full-on thing. Like,
yeah. That's what I've seen. Like, I have a story. I used to date a girl way back in college, whose family was super religious, right?
Okay.
And dude, it was so weird. She took me to this gathering, and there was, okay, maybe it's not exorcism, but it was just, it was the, they had like their auntie or someone in the middle, and they were all gathered in a circle, bro. I was in the circle. I didn't want to be there. And then something took over that auntie's body and started
like
talking.
You saw it with your own, like
you were there. I don't know if she was faking it or not, you know, because okay. I'm a skeptic, right? I'm like, what is happening here? But it seemed like something possessed her body, but I don't think it was an evil thing. It was like a good spirit thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's the first time in my life and the only time in my life that I've ever been in anything where there was someone there who, you know, before everything happened, talking like a normal person, hello, hello. And then all of a sudden after this, you know, this thing that happened, it like there was someone inside them.
But here's my question. Was there a priest involved?
There was a priest that they brought there. But it wasn't an exorcism. That's I remember for sure, because if it wasn't exorcism, I would have nope the fuck out of there. I'd be like, no, yeah. I don't want to do it. It was more of like I think it was Santo Niño.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it was. I think it was the Santo Niño, like Santo Niño went into that lady's body. And then so after that lady was, you know, or what was not, I don't like the word possessed because I feel like that sounds evil. But after the lady was overtaken by that, whatever that spiritual force was, went around the circle and then was answering questions. like I don't mean to laugh, but it was just, it's so bizarre to me because I've never experienced it before. And so the other aunties, like her, that lady's sisters were asking questions like, you know, will I be successful in life or what should I do? I'm struggling with this, blah, blah. And then the Santo Niño lady would answer as Santo Niño. It was weird. It was so strange. Lala.
Yeah, I mean, like, I need some explanation.
I know.
I wonder.
It was very, 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 very strange.
Yeah.
And after it happened, it was like nothing. We went to go eat. Like, my handa.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I'm serious. I would be really scared
to be in that room because for what real? If, like,
dude, I was
transfers
talking, like,
to you.
I know. Why am I here? I was like, why am I here? I was so mad after. I was like, why did you bring me to that?
What did you say?
Nothing. She, like, I don't know. I don't even remember what she said. But I was God. I got to look that up. Yeah. You know, I've only brought that up in my memory, like, right now. I don't think I've ever told that story to, like, to anybody.
Yeah.
Maybe to my cousins when it happened right after. Mm-hmm. But it's been a while. I have to look into that.
Damn.
Anyway, so maybe that's what it's like. Like, maybe in terms of exorcism, maybe there really was somebody possessed and they have to, that's why they have that governing body.
Yeah. Right? But I wonder if it's like, why now? Or is it, are we the only country?
We'll be the first. It'll be the first of its kind in Asia.
In Asia?
If not the world, according
to this.
And like,
why the
article.
Philippines, right? Or is it,
like, I mean, because we're really
the largest country.
I don't know. We're very spiritual here and shit, right?
And aren't we like the largest country, like Catholic country?
Are we?
Yeah, in Asia, I think.
Let me look it up. Largest Catholic country in the world or in Asia?
Or in Asia, I think.
If I look Catholic church by country, number one is Brazil, then Mexico, then... Oops, sorry. That's my Alexa. It's Brazil, Mexico, and Philippines are the top three. And then so we have more than the United States.
So see, I mean, like in Asia, we're the only... Aren't
yeah,
we
we're the number, we're number one in Asia. Yeah, 100%. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So...
We are the line of the Vatican in Asia.
True. I mean, it may be... I mean, we don't know the details on this. I'm sure the exorcism art office or whatever you call it, like the governing body, maybe they did research. Maybe we are a country that experiences a lot of events that need exorcism. Is that the word? Is that the word?
Exercising?
Yeah, I think it's exercising.
Exercising.
Yeah, exercising. Yeah.
Right.
So I wonder why. No, it makes you wonder.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, so it doesn't say when it will be finished, but they have the if you want to check out more details, their Facebook page is Arch Diocese of Manila Office of Exorcism, or AMOEs. It's the AMO, I guess, is what it's shortened at. But just to read one more, like, this center will minister to those in bondage to the devil, who are therefore the poorest of the... Oh, we said that earlier, but there must be people who feel like they are, the devil is on them. Like, that's probably, that's where they would go. But how does it work? That's the question, right? Is it just like the movies?
And like, how do you, I mean, I'm sure it's like something official and, you know, by the Bible.
Yeah, they must have a playbook. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they must have a certain like Bible passages or whatever that they read, and they must have certain tools.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's like the movies, but they must have like a cross, right? They must.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm guessing they have a cross. They probably have a rosary. I don't know. Holy water, right? That seems to be something that would probably be there.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. Anyway, any more thoughts on this?
I can't believe I
remember that story. I feel like I blocked that shit out of my memory.
Oh god.
That shit is crazy. Anyway, shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right, before we end the podcast, we have something I haven't done in a while. It's called Odd Diba, where we talk about weird stuff. And Rika found this one. This one actually from a Jessica Soho piece.
Yes.
About this gentleman. Well, tell
us apparently. Yeah, there's this one guy, I don't know where he's from, but he does not drink water and he only drinks soft drinks, like soda.
Soda.
And it started when he was 40 years old. He started drinking soft drinks or soda. Mm-hmm. And then he never went back to any other liquid other than soda.
Lola.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, not even like a break, just to have like a, you know, like a water break, man.
Straight up.
So it says here, it's been 20 years since he drank water. And I'm not sure, but I know that soda's just, you know, like sugar. It's just ramped up with sugar.
He says that every time, this is what he says, kapag umiinom kasi ako ng tubig, parang namamaos ako at iba yung pakiramdam ko.
Okay.
Pero kapag soft drinks yung iniinom ko, maganda yung pakiramdam ko. So it makes him feel good.
Wow.
You know, water makes him feel bad.
And it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
He's 60 years old. I don't know the long-term effects of like having that much sugar in your system, but I don't know. Maybe he burns the sugar right away. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at him. He looks healthy.
He does. He looks like he's, you know.
In the photo that he looks like he works out, actually. Yeah. So maybe that's why. Maybe he exercise, like maybe he does other things to offset the amount of sugar. But you think when he hits the gym, he just brings like a Coke Zero with him?
Because I mean, because you know how
what does he use to hydrate?
I know. I mean, like soda, it probably has water, right? That has water.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's water in,
but it's just the amount of sugar in it.
Yeah,
right.
Even if he drinks like zero, there's still so much
chemicals
and shit that will fuck you up. But you know, sometimes just some people are just built different.
True.
Right. There are some people who smoke every day, but they live till they're like 90. Okay. Yeah. And there's some people who don't do it all the time. They get fucked up by just, you know, because they smoked for a year in their 20s.
To the general public, this isn't something that you're supposed to do.
No, we do not recommend that.
Yeah. I don't recommend any of it. I mean,
oh man.
Damn, that's just wild. That's wild.
Yeah. His name is Virgilio. They didn't give a surname, but he's 60 years old and he is
I kind of want to know like his blood work or something, like his labs.
Right?
I want to know if it's, because if it's normal, damn, that's something else.
Dude, I mean, maybe there's some sort of medical thing that they could discover within him.
Probably.
Right? They test him.
Like,
you know?
Yeah. Like his pancreas his kidneys.
His kidneys. I feel like his kidneys would suffer the most by not drinking water. Mm-hmm. So makes you wonder. So it's been 20 years.
Damn.
20 years.
longest time that you can't do without water is like 3 days, probably, right?
Yeah. It's 7 days or something. Wait, 7 days?
I think it's shorter.
How long can you go without water?
I think it's 3 days.
No, 3 days, you're right. Yeah, it's 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. I think
I would be cranky if I don't have water in 20 minutes, honestly. I'd be like, damn, this cotton mouth.
Especially now with this weather, man.
Right? It is not serving me well. Dry mouth is not cute, okay?
But I'll tell you right now, nothing, I don't advocate for drinking soda every day, but nothing hits like ice cold Coke Zero on a hot day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, nothing. It has to be in a cup with ice. Not like a cold bottle, but you just got
like a cup with ice.
Yeah, a cup with ice with Coke Zero. Nothing hits that
and
hard.
Then you're drinking like, you're eating like chicken, fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Damn. Or,
and then, oh my God, just everything about that is amazing. Pitch perfect. So yeah, that's the podcast. Wapow.
That's the pod, man.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Oh, we always forget, but please rate our podcast 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen.
Yes, and don't forget to email us your Lecce fan mail, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
It can be about your life, your work, your secrets, your love life, whatever it is. Mm. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com and follow us everywhere at thehalohaloshow, except on Instagram, which is just at thehalohaloshow.
Yeah, we actually have some emails. We'll read them next mix. And we have some shirts, by the way. If you want to order some shirts,
yay!
Just message us on the thehalohaloshow. You can scroll down, but we're going to post new posts that show the shirts that we have. And that's it, man. Shall we extra song? Enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.